even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Hello, you guys. This is Nurse T. Thank you for being tuned in to Everyday Health here on Bashani's radio app. I want to start this recording off by encouraging you guys to pray. Remember that PRAY is an acronym that I developed, which stands for Prioritize Your Health. Research your family's health history. Get active and love yourself. Again, that is the acronym PRAY. Prioritize your health, research your family history, get active, love yourself, care for yourself. Now, I know that amongst this pandemic, you've heard medical professionals mention avoiding the emergency room. Doctors across America have said only come to the emergency room when necessary due to COVID-19. I want to remind you guys that heart attacks are not set aside due to COVID-19. Strokes have not been reduced in their numbers related to COVID-19. So I want to let you guys know that if you are experiencing a medical emergency, such as a heart attack, a stroke, a gastrointestinal bleed, first time having a seizure, anything that you feel is abnormal, anything that doesn't resolve quickly, does require medical attention. And I want to let you guys know that if you are unable to reach your primary health practitioner, then it's imperative that you go to the emergency room. I want to encourage you guys to not avoid the emergency room because of COVID-19. There are precautions that you can take in the event that you need an emergency room visit. For one, you can practice social distancing. Two, you can still practice hand hygiene. Three, you want to keep your distance from anyone that appears sick, coughing, sneezing, runny nose, anyone that looks sweaty and pale. Avoid those people. But most importantly, I don't want you sitting at home experiencing a medical emergency because of COVID-19. Now, I know that I myself have encouraged others to limit their exposure to the emergency room and limit their visits to the emergency room because of COVID-19, but I want to offer some clarification for you. Again, there is measures, there are interventions that you can practice while in the emergency room to keep yourself safe. Again, staying at home with a medical emergency can cost you your life. Now, during this time of the pandemic, you have a lot of healthcare practitioners offering telehealth, telemedicine. This is an engagement. Telehealth, telemedicine is an engagement between you and your healthcare provider that takes place over your phone with a video. So it's similar to a video chat. Yes, it's true. Your doctor may not be able to assess your vital signs. But if you are in need of a prescription, they can make that happen for you. Your healthcare practitioner is able to send a prescription to your local pharmacist. With telemedicine, your healthcare practitioner is able to redirect you to a place where you can receive blood draws or specimen collections. Now, I'm not asking for you to be able to determine what is life-threatening, which requires an emergency room visit, and what can be handled through your primary care physician in telehealth, telemedicine. But what I want you guys to do is use your own critical thinking skills. If you have a stomach ache, if you have diarrhea, if you have a headache, those are some symptoms that can be managed through telemedicine. Now, if you are experiencing numbness on one side of your body, if you're experiencing chest pain, if you're experiencing a sense of doom, these are symptoms that require an emergency room visit. Now, it is important that if you have the ability to contact your primary care physician before going to the emergency room, it's recommended. But in the event that you are unable to contact your primary care physician, then you must urgently get to the emergency room. Now, yes, COVID-19, aka the coronavirus, yes, it is rampant, yes. Cases are still rising. Yes. More test results are coming back positive. Yes. There is no cure for COVID-19. Yes. There is no formal treatment for COVID-19. And yes, the vaccine for COVID-19 is still in its trial phase. But I want to wholeheartedly assure you that you can prevent COVID-19 infection even while in the emergency room by practicing social distancing, hand hygiene, avoiding those who are sick, wearing a mask. And I want to point out that even in the event that you're wearing a mask, it's still important that you cough in your arm. It's still important that you are sneezing in your sleeve or near your elbow in the crease of your arm, because science and research has shown that this too prevents the spread of COVID-19. Now, I want to suggest that not only that you protect yourself from COVID-19, but by wearing a mask, you are protecting others. You are preventing the spread of COVID-19. It is a fact that some people are infected with COVID-19 and as of today, does not have symptoms. And I want to let you guys know that even if a person does not have symptoms of COVID-19 and they are infected, they are still contagious and can continue to spread this virus. So this is why it is important to protect yourself. Wear your mask, wash your hands, avoid those who are sick or who appear sick, practice social distancing. It's important for you to notify your primary care physician of any abnormality abnormalities or any recent changes in your health. Now, I want to point out that when COVID-19 is caught early, you have a better chance of recovery. There also is a lower risk of complications. So when COVID-19 is diagnosed early, there are some interventions that can be made available to you to reduce complications and to reduce the recovery time for you. So again, I want to encourage you that if you need to go to the emergency room, practice what has been instructed to you, not just through this recording, but what you have seen in the media, what you have been instructed by other healthcare professionals. I want to let you guys know that we're not just saying this information to, we're not just saying this information out of our neck. This information is fact. It has been researched. It has been trialed. This is how you prevent and reduce your risk of being infected with COVID-19. Now, I really can't say these interventions enough because it seems like no matter where I travel, I am still seeing people without masks. I am still encountering people who are not practicing hand hygiene. Don't let that be you. Please do what has been instructed of you. We all want to get off of this lockdown. We all want to be able to proceed with our life. We want to visit our friends, see our loved ones. We want to be able to go out without restrictions. We want to be in the public. We want to live our life. However, if we are all not in compliance, then it just prolongs our lockdown. If we are not compliant with these interventions that are proven to reduce the risk of coronavirus, if we are not compliant with these instructions, we're headed for, we're headed for devastation. We're headed towards a devastating phase of our life. Because I can assure you right now, there's no cure for COVID. This virus has the ability to mutate. This virus has the ability to grow, to become powerful. And if we don't practice these interventions now, what we are doing is actually giving way to this virus to be potent, to become even more deadlier. So again, I want to recap. I want to encourage you guys to prioritize your health. Research your family history. Know what diseases you are at risk of in order to prevent or reduce your risk of getting these diseases. Get active. There are so many diseases that can be prevented through you getting up, getting out, being active, circulating your blood, getting your heart rate up, some of the fat, participating in cardiovascular activities. You can improve your health. And last but not least, love yourself. Take care of yourself. You only have one body. You want to minimize ailments. You want to minimize debilitation. Okay, this is your girl, Nurse T, and I hope this recording has been beneficial. See you guys next week.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?